KMMO News has confirmed that Marshall Saline Development Corporation, or MSDC, Executive Director Sandy Allison has resigned her position. Allison was hired in the summer of 2018. She took over the position on August 1, 2018, according to MSDC Board President Gene Crook. Allison's resignation will be effective May 15th. Crook said the board will be seeking Allison's replacement immediately. Crook said the board will advertise on several websites to try to find candidates. We are looking for somebody who has experience in economic development and has some enthusiasm to go forward, she said. Because of the economic development tax that was passed, we are getting some things done and attracting some interest, and we need somebody who can follow through on that. Ideally, Crook said, it would be great to have somebody in the position by May 15th, but there is no timeline. If there is no new executive director hired by then, she said the 8-member board will keep things going. Other members of the board include Vice President Bud Summers, Secretary Treasurer Jeff Bergstrom, Kirk Ahrens, Monty Finner, Sandy Heisel, Greg Swift, and Matt Houston. Several more first-dose COVID-19 vaccination clinics are scheduled to be hosted by Fitzgibbon Hospital over the next 2 weeks in the area communities, and walk-ins will be accepted from 8 to 11:30 a.m. and 1 to 5 p.m. at each of the scheduled locations, one of which is today, provided the person wanting the vaccine is eligible and vaccine is available. Missouri currently is vaccinating all persons over the age of 16. Hospital officials say there is no pre-qualifications to receive the vaccine and no appointment is needed. Fitzgibbon Hospital is receiving the Pfizer vaccine as a high-throughput recognized hospital by the state of Missouri. Fitzgibbon is scheduled to host a clinic until 5 o'clock this afternoon on the Phillips at the Phillips Recreation Center on the campus of Central Methodist University in Fayette. Now, a change in the schedule has on Tuesday, April 20th. Another clinic is scheduled to be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Glasgow. You can read more of the story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Bothwell Regional Health Center is holding several COVID-19 vaccine clinics throughout the month of April in Sedalia and Warsaw. All Missourians who meet the minimum age per vaccine manufacturer's guidelines are now eligible to receive the vaccine. According to an updated release from the hospital, all clinics that were scheduled to be for distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be converted to the Pfizer vaccine due to new information released in regards to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. There will be two clinics today. The first clinic will be held until from 1 to 5 p.m. at Bothwell Internal Medicine on the second floor of the Bothwell Healing Arts Center at 3700 West 10th Street in Sedalia. The second will be held from 1 to 5 p.m. at Bothwell Health Center Truman Lake at 1765 Commercial Street in Warsaw. Now, on Friday, the vaccine will be distributed again from 1 to 5 p.m. on the second floor of the Bothwell Healing Arts Center at 3700 West 10th Street in Sedalia. To register to receive the vaccine, you can call Bothwell at 660-829-8822, or you can call your Bothwell provider's office to schedule an appointment. While appointments are encouraged to reduce wait time, walk-ins will be accepted. A 24-year-old Odessa man is facing felony charges in two different incidents. According to one probable cause statement, Princeton Malik Jones is accused of assaulting a woman by placing his hands around her throat and hitting her, leaving noticeable marks on the woman on December 5, 2020. Dispatched to another domestic incident on January 18th. A law enforcement officer said Jones rushed him and refused to get on the ground when given orders to do so. The officer also said Jones made a move to attempt to run, so the officer grabbed his shirt and Jones was taken into custody. Jones was arraigned and pleaded not guilty on January 20th to a Class D felony for domestic assault in the second degree in the first incident, with bond set at $15,000 cash only. During the same court proceeding, Jones pleaded not guilty to a Class E felony for resisting arrest for a felony in reference to the second incident. Bond in this case is set at $25,000 cash only. His next court appearance for both cases is scheduled for 2 o'clock this afternoon at Lafayette County Circuit Court. KMMO News time is 12:36. funeral service for 93-year-old Sarah Stober of rural Marshall, who died April 7th, will be held at 2 p.m. today at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Peninsula Cemetery in rural Blackwater. Funeral service for 74-year-old Vaughn Cooper of Glasgow, who died Saturday, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Fremont Freeze Funeral Home in Glasgow, where visitation will be held from 5 to 8 o'clock this evening. Burial will follow tomorrow's service at Rose Hill Cemetery in Lisbon, Missouri. Funeral service for 87-year-old Nora Faye Kaneda of Marshall, who died Monday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall. There will be no visitation. Graveside service will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at New Hope Cemetery near Russ, Missouri. Funeral service for 56-year-old Mike Alcorn of Lincoln, who died Monday, will be held at 10 a.m. Friday at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Friday's service at Pleasant Hill Cemetery south of Sedalia. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.